skip to Az Yashir for today's teaching. And that's because in this week's Parsha, we learn about the splitting of the sea. So what better week could there be than to learn a little bit, a drop in the ocean, about the meaning of saying Az Yashir with Kavana. Okay?
Az Yashir. You know Az Yashir?
Az Yashir, the song that the Jewish people sang on the sea in this week's Parsha, and the song that we're supposed to say every day. So we're going to learn as to the deeper meaning of this song. Sounds good?
Yeah.
Okay, so first off, I want to start off with a Mishnah Brura. Mishnah Brura, the Chofetz Chaim, in Simen Nun Aleph of the Shulchan Aruch, writes the following. Vayomer Shirat Hayam Besimcha. Every day, a person's supposed to say the Az Yashir, the song of the sea, with joy. We don't find this by any other prayer that the Mishnah Brura, the Chofetz Chaim, says that we have to say it with joy. We find he says you should sing a niggun by Mizmor L'Todah. All the rest of the prayers, he says, okay, it's good to say it slowly. But something about Az Yashir needs to be done with joy. I looked it up, and the Mishnah Brura is actually quoting a sefer called the Sefer HaChasidim. And there it's written that when you say every day the Az Yashir with joy, it's a kapara. Your sins are atoned for. So whatever mess ups you made yesterday, somehow by singing it joyously, it can atone for those sins. And this custom, some say it goes back to the time of the Geonim. We're talking, 1,300 years ago. And some say it actually goes back to the time of the Beit HaMikdash. At the end of the second Beit HaMikdash, some sources indicate already there's this ancient custom to insert in our prayers the Az Yashir prayer every single day. And the Mishnah Brura comments that when you do this with joy, it's a kapara, and you should be done with joy. Okay? And now he goes on to say something even crazier. V'idme b'dayto ki'ilu b'oto ayom avar bayam. You should imagine like today, on Monday morning, January 24th, whatever Bashvat, Yud Aleph Bashvat, Yud Bet Bashvat, ki'ilu hayom b'oto ayom avar bayam. Like you actually split the sea. And if you say it with joy, your sins are erased. Amazing. So we see two things here. First of all, you should say the prayer with joy. And second of all, you should actually go through a meditation and imagine that you are splitting the sea. Okay? If you want to be really frum, what you can do is watch the Prince of Egypt. Every day, do a Prince of Egypt meditation. Click on YouTube, the scene where they're splitting the sea. And imagine that you yourself are splitting the sea. Okay, and when you do that every day with joy, all of your sins are getting erased. It is a halacha that very few people do, but it's every one of us might as well try it out. It's just takes two more seconds of concentration. Close your eyes, imagine it, and your sins get erased. And you're really gonna feel the joy.